Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Elder Nyama, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brother Zama, and to your listeners.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and how are you doing?
I'm doing well, man. Cannot complain at all. Day's been good. I hope it's been good on your side, too.
No, it has been. Thanks.
Lovely, lovely. We often think of stewardship in terms of, you know, rands and cents. But what if I told you, if you're listening out there joining us, that your health, your hobbies, and even your time are actually sacred assets? Yes. Today, we're moving beyond the wallet to explore holistic stewardship, from treating your bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit to the way we manage our environmental footprint, how we manage our time, looking at how a faithful steward handles the non-monetary gifts of life. I want to discuss with Elder Nyama how every breath we take can be an act of worship. Now, Mdala, 1 Corinthians 6:19 calls the body the temple of the Holy Spirit. How does our health message, including diet and lifestyle, fit into this belief of stewardship?
Yeah, you know, that text goes even further to say, which qualifies why, you know, our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit or of God.
Mm.
Because we are not of our own.
Yeah.
That's what it says. It goes further to say we are not our own. In other words, our bodies, Brother Zama, will never take instructions from us.
Mm.
You will never tell depression to go away from you. You'll never tell the disease to go away from you because you don't own your own body. But we know who did that. Who commanded diseases to leave people? Christ did that. Because we belong to God. Our bodies belong to Him. We therefore cannot and should not do as we please with our bodies. Whatever we eat, how we dress, should reflect our knowledge and glory and honor to our God. You know, we eat and dress according to His command.
Yeah.
You know, decency.
Mm.
You know, that is what is important. That is why we can do as we please.
Yeah.
And our bodies don't belong to us. If they did, they would take instructions from us and say, hey, you know what? I've been depressed. Depression, go away. It won't, because you don't own that body. It belongs to Christ. It
doesn't belong
to
you.
Therefore, it comes back to even what we eat, how we use our bodies. They should reflect that these bodies belong to somebody else, and we honor him with these bodies. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. I think you're making a very, you know, emphatic point there, because what I normally say to people who like drawing their bodies, you know, aka tattoos, I normally say, but it's not your body. Why would you decide on drawing on stuff that doesn't belong to you? Imagine you are left with a house by your, you know, grandfather, and you decide to draw on it. And he says, I'm going to come back after 2 years, I'm gone. And you just draw on its walls.
Yeah, it looks like sometimes we are not comfortable with what God has created in us. Some pierce ourselves in so many ways, let alone the painting. You know, we do all sorts of things to our bodies, and yet God created us perfectly as we are. And now we tend to think that, you know, something is wrong. I need to do this. I need to do that to my body. And I don't think that is right.
Now, in a world that is time poor, how does the Sabbath serve as a weekly exercise in stewardship, acknowledging that even our minutes and hours belong to God?
You know, in Mark 2:27, Christ himself said, the Sabbath was made for man.
Yeah, yeah.
For man to rest in worship and honor to God, to be able to detox himself from a challenging week in song and worship. You know, on the Sabbath day, we sing away our troubles on the Sabbath day. We are spiritually revived by sermons. We reconnect and refresh spiritually as a collective, brothers and sisters, and even with our families and our fellow brothers and sisters. Because remember, some of us, when we wake up to go to work, our kids are still asleep. When we come back, they are asleep. So we are so busy, some of us. But the Sabbath is that day when you can reconnect not only with your family, but in worship with God and sing away your troubles and detox from all these challenges you face during the week. That is what the Sabbath does for you. It gives you that opportunity to refresh, to press that reset button so that you can face the new week with vigor and enthusiasm.
Beautiful. Now, let's go to the parable of the talents. It suggests that burying our skills is a failure of stewardship. How can we encourage one another to identify and use our unique spiritual gifts for the mission of the gospel?
You know, Brother Zama, we all know what talents God gave us. We all know how we are talented. Like this man who was given the talent but decided to bury it. We know our talents, but we often exploit them for self. Often we claim not to have time to serve due to our career commitments. I'm busy, I'm doing that. As if the career which God has given you now has become more important than God. So now you can see the giver is no longer important, but the gift is more appreciated. Our careers, our plans take precedence to God's mission. And this way, we are burying the talents God gave us. We do not give time to serve. Some even, you know, send their tithes and offerings. I'm busy, I cannot, you know, without showing up. And they are traveling, they are doing all these things. There is no time for God. There is no time to serve. If you ask them to serve, you know, I have a very busy schedule. And yet, that opportunity of life you have, that job you have, that career you have, has been given to you by God. And yet, he is now in the back burner. Now we worship the gift rather than the giver. You know, we should make ourselves available to serve. We even need to volunteer for service if you feel ignored and not noted. It is your responsibility to make the initiative, knowing what you can offer. Don't just wait to be called. You know, we have to offer our services. If you look at our missionary work, especially globally, most people who are sent to these missions, you know, some of them are volunteers. They just want to serve. And in serving, you know, they are now exploiting their talents to the fullest, to the glory of God.
To the glory of God. Now, the Adventist Church, my elder, has issued statements on the ecological crisis, linking it to a failure of stewardship. Now, what is the responsibility, the spiritual responsibility of a Christian towards the planet, the planet that we live in and its resources?
You know, the major problem we are facing with regards to the resources the world is offering us, and maybe even other opportunities the world can offer us, is selfishness. When you look at the book of 2 Timothy 3, 1 to 5, you know, the Bible says people will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive to others and to the resources. You know, because of the love of self, men will do whatever it takes, even abuse another or even destroy the earth for self-enrichment. And I know, Brother Zama, you may have heard of those activists who are giving explorators of minerals and oil a headache because they want to protect the natural resources. But these other people, for the sake of profit, they will do whatever it takes. We know of manufacturers who will throw deadly poison into the oceans into the rivers at the expense of the life there. Fish and animals die because men don't care. For profit, they will do whatever they do. Now, even if you look at the issue of the Madlanga Commission, you know, the people want the resources and they will kill for what they want. If you are in the way, they will do whatever it takes. Mafias are there to take whatever opportunity is out there, whether it's the earth, whether it's the tender, whether it's whatever. So the issue here is selfishness. Even if you look at how we exploit the resources of this earth, it's all about profit. And now, if people are this selfish, what can you expect from them? Hence, the book of Matthew 24:12 says, the love of man has waxed cold. Total selfishness. We don't care for the next man, we care for ourselves. So if we can deal with selfishness, so whatever we do, even in our professions, in our exploitation of the resources, we'll think of each other, we'll think of the fellow man, that he too should be looked after. The book of Luke 3, verse 11 says, he that has two coats, let him impart to him that has none. Then we'll have this mindset to think of another. Because Christ himself, even in Deuteronomy 15, 11, and 26, and Matthew 26, 11, Christ said, there will always be poor people among you. And yet, if you look at the world now, I mean, people are just amassing wealth, exploiting resources, exploiting the earth. How much of that is shared with the poor? You be the judge.
Indeed. I'm going to let you go, my elder. But before we do that, there's a last question here. In the modern age, how has the concept of stewardship expanded to include our digital footprint and the influence we exert through social media and media in general?
Through this digital footprint, you know, we are able to reach remote areas, unentered areas with relatively little cost. You know, we can send messages of hope, you know, easily, and they are shared easily on various platforms. But our stewardship, our servanthood needs to support these programs. That flight messages of hope globally. You know, many souls, if you remember, were saved during COVID-19 this digital footprint. You know, we can play a significant role in the missionary work for the salvation of many by faithful giving, retaining what is due to God. Digital footprint is not free. It's not for free. Therefore, the stewards are required to be faithful in financial support. You know, through our tithes and offering, the missionary work will be accomplished. And I can tell you, with social media, anyone through social media can share the good news every day to everyone, everywhere. I mean, you look at Hope TV, you look at It Is Written TV, you look at 3ABN, and even the radio we are now using. These are funded through free will offerings. If we can just do what we need to do by retaining what is due to God, by supporting this missionary work, the digital footprint will make it easy to reach anyone in the world, anywhere.
Beautiful stuff. My elder, thank you so much for joining us. We'll connect with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. You too.
Thank
God
you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.